This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a few of these things. These are the very best gun stocks that you can attach to your long gun known to man in the English-speaking world. And you can take my word for that. Or you can go to their website and check it out. Maybe that's what you should do. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, Virginia. Virginia is a state that is, I would think of it as like part of the Southeast, sort of. It's a little north of us all, but, you would think of it as one of the original colonies, all this other stuff. But they're changing in a way that some people don't like. I'm one of them. And my guest is one of them, too. So joining us now to talk about this and other stuff from Ammo Land and from Virginia is writer John Crump. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. The fact that people go to, like, I know some of those guys from that went and did the recall in Colorado had to go to Virginia recently, in the last few years or so, to fight back gun controllers there. I never would have thought Virginia would become a gun control battleground state.
Well, you probably haven't been to the northern part lately.
Yeah.
It's a changing demographic. Only 30% of the people who live in northern Virginia is actually from Virginia. The other 70% or so, most of them are from like the northeast, like the New York area, New York City area. Not upstate New York, but like New York City area. So that's what's changing everything. And right now we have a governor by the name of Ralph Northam who is very, very anti-gun. During the campaign, he was funded a lot by Bloomberg. And we all know who Bloomberg is,
yep,
in his opinion. So they are definitely trying to change the state. I don't think that they're going to get it through this time. And the interesting thing about that is, one of the elections ended up in a tie, and it was decided by a coin toss.
Yeah.
and that gave the Republicans control of the legislature, which means basically we have our gun rights are probably going to be safe this time in Virginia due to a coin toss. So
not exactly you want to pay, you want to pin your hopes on, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it shows everyone that elections do matter, because that came down to, like, if one person stayed home, we could be facing, the gun control would be passing. Some of the gun control things that they want to pass is red flag laws, which, as we all know, basically is convicting someone of a crime that they haven't committed, kind of like that movie Pre-Crime.
Minority Report,
yeah. Plus, like an assault weapons ban, or what they call an assault weapon style weapons ban, which is actually a little bit more extreme. and a bunch of other stuff, magazine limitations is another one. Universal background checks is another thing that they want to get passed. And it's a really scary time to be in Virginia, because Virginia, if you don't know, is the home of the NRA.
Yeah.
And the home of Gun Owners of America and a bunch of other pro-gun organizations. And if it can happen here, it can happen anywhere. So I think what we need to do, we need to educate the public on what gun rights really are. And gun rights are really a human right.
Well, gun rights are pre-political, too. Gun rights existed before government, our government, before any government, because we're born with this, you know, instinct to defend ourselves. So that's absolutely the thing about gun rights. Now, is it because in Virginia you're beginning to develop big population centers where you've got, you know, this always happens whenever cities begin to grow and everything. There's this influx of leftists who come down and say, I'm escaping that hole, but they bring their political leanings with them. Is that what's happening in Virginia, or is it because you have certain cities that are butting up to the federal government, and there's people commuting back and forth? Or what is it that's causing this to happen?
It's an influx of people. Virginia actually has really a lot of industry, high-tech industry. So you got a lot of the Silicon Valley types that come to Virginia.
Right.
And they bring the politics. Like, a lot of people from New York, a lot of people from California are moving out here. And there are really only two areas in Virginia that's blue, and that would be the Tidewater region down near Virginia Beach and Northern Virginia, which, you know, has some overflow from D.C. And there are so many people in those areas that all the other areas in Virginia get neglected, and those two areas have a concentration of power, which I think people need to wake up and realize that they need to vote more. If you look at the voting habits in Northern Virginia and Tidewater, a higher percentage of people in those areas vote than, like, let's say, like the Roanoke area. So I think it's something that we all need to be cognizant of if you live in Virginia.
Right.
And you need to get out there and actually do your part and vote, because if you don't vote, you know, this is how you get bad laws.
Yeah. Well, that is part of the problem, the apathy of it. How many gun owners are in Virginia? Any idea?
I couldn't tell you an exact number, but I think the last time I looked, it ranked like number 11 for gun owners per capita in the country.
Right.
So that shows you there are a minority of people who support gun control, but they seem to be more politically active.
Yeah. That's part and parcel, part of the problem that I have, too. I look at this, and I'm like, a lot of people will join these organizations like Gun Owners of America or NRA, and they think they have appointed a proxy for that fight, when, you know, that's really not what happens. Because Gun Owners of America can contact every member of Congress out there, but that doesn't nearly do as much as if constituents start contacting their members of Congress and their U.S. senators. And because all of those guys like being in office. They like having the job. It's just part and parcel of what they do. And they want to have that longevity in office.
Yeah, there's a group in Virginia that
I got so engrossed in this, I wasn't watching the time. We're coming up on the break.
Sorry.
So let's do this. You tell everybody how they can find what you do, what you got going on, please.
Okay. AmmoLand.com/author/John Crump, or you can just go down to contributors and click on that.
Yes.
And that's where you can find all my writing.
There you go. He's like Dean Weingarten. He's like Rob Morse. He is a writer there, just like a whole lot of people I know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? and now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Ammoland writer John Crump, because he's had quite a few things come across his bow. And you've written about this extensively, and I wanted to get your take on it. The New Jersey politicians, they really put a lot of thought into the old 10-round and above magazine ban, didn't they?
They should have put more thought into how to enforce it. They didn't, apparently.
Have they gone and done the exclusion now for the police officers?
I'm not sure. Last time I heard, it was still going through, but they haven't passed it quite yet. Basically, what Bill's talking about is they forgot to put in that police that are on call are allowed to carry magazines with more than 10 rounds. Right now, they're saying if you're a police officer and you're on call, don't carry magazines with more than 10 rounds, which is kind of crazy because I wouldn't want to be a cop outgunned, you know? But it seems like that always happens. Every time someone passes some type of law like this,
right?
Things like that happen. I think it's mostly because the anti-gunners craft the legislation for the politicians, and they don't actually read what's in it before they pass it. Kind of like Nancy Pelosi said, we need to pass the bill to find out what's in it.
Yeah, Obamacare.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing about this, though. Do you think it ever occurs to the gun grabbers how stupid they look for doing this?
I think it does right after it happens, but then when someone from like a every town group or something says, "Hey, we got this new law you should pass," then they just forget about their last mistake and complete it again.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they're insane because insanity of doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So
right.
There you go.
I see what you're saying. But the other part of this is this. How do you enforce that? I mean, do they have a registry in New Jersey?
No, not really. Now we do. They have a firearms license and stuff like that. But in New Jersey, with the magazines, they have no idea who has those magazines or how many they have. Last time I heard, there's been no magazines turned in, and I checked about a week ago. They seem to keep on ignoring my Freedom of Information Act request. Somehow it keeps on getting lost.
Right.
I don't know how that happens. I've sent them like three. But they have like 7 days to respond, and they're like, "Oh, well, we don't have it." Like, I sent it registered mail, but come on. They're like, "Can you send it again?" So I doubt anyone turned it in. And talking to some of the state police there, they don't have any way of enforcing it, and they have not had any guidance from the Attorney General on how to enforce the ban. So right now what they're doing is if you get caught with another crime, maybe they'll tack it on, but they're not even sure about that. But right now they don't really know how to enforce the ban.
Right.
If they were smart, they would just say, "Hey, we're going to grandfather all magazines that are in the state and, you know, just prevent sale of future magazines." But they
right.
didn't do that.
If they were smart. That's the chief provision, though. That's a key provision if they were smart, though, isn't it? So,
yeah, it usually is.
That's a big problem for them. So, anyway. Now, you know, we keep seeing this, though. This is a thing I don't quite understand with the gun grabbers, although I do get it. I do get it because the logistic capability of them going out and going after all of the gun owners in one place is pretty pitiful. I mean, there's only one cop for every 19,000 of us. This is going along the same lines as the assault weapon registration that was supposed to happen in New York State.
Yeah.
And that has been almost completely ignored as well. And they're not doing anything about it either. And they didn't do anything about it in Connecticut. Now, what, we got about 2.5 minutes here. So tell me what you think about that. Why does that happen that way?
Because logistically, it's impossible to enforce. So it's basically lip service to their constituents who want gun control, you know, their base. They're playing to the base who want gun control. They know it's not going to work, but their base thinks it will. So they pass it. It's all a political show. It's a gamesmanship, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. I can.
Political theater.
I can buy off on that. The thing is, though, that I look at this sometimes and, you know, I think we exist currently right now in a state of soft, undeclared civil war.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a cold civil war, I would say.
At some point, do you think there's going to be a moment where all gun owners say, you know what, let's move out of here? And then there's going to be basically two United States. There will be the blue United States, which is, it's a lot of crime, and we need to build walls around them. We need to segregate them like Escape from New York does, you know, with New York, Manhattan. So, and then there's going to be the red United States. So, because I don't see how we, in this day and age where the Cardassians can be famous. Yeah. I don't know how we change that dynamic to where everybody becomes a critical thinker and says, you know, they said that this is this way, but I don't believe it. I'm going to check into it myself. When that happens, I think we'll be home free. But until that happens, and I don't know how we make that happen. But
we got to get to the people when they're young, the kids.
Yeah.
That's going to be home.
That would be helpful, I guess. Hang on a minute if you can. We're coming up on the break. John Crump is a writer at Ammoland.com. I don't know how many articles he's got up there, but, I mean, he's very prolific. And that is the hallmark of somebody that's looking for stuff. And I always like somebody that's looking for stuff. And, well, John brings it. He brings it on a daily basis. You won't be at SHOT Show, right?
No, I went out.
That makes me bad. I feel bad about that. But anyway, we'll talk some more when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon, President Trump is promising a new era of U.S. missile defense systems.
In a time of rapidly evolving threats, we must be certain that our defensive capabilities are unrivaled and unmatched anywhere in the world.
The president also believes
the world is changing, and we're going to change much faster than the rest of the world.
President Trump denied military aircraft use to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a foreign trip just minutes before the congressional delegation was set to depart, a move that has angered some Democrats, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy believes the move was the right one.
Why would she want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Crump, from writer at Ammoland, prolific writer at Ammoland. Recently, your last two articles have been about the Democrats. You got the Democrats in the House, and they want universal background checks, and you've got the Democrats in the Senate, led by Fine Frankenstein, and she's dusted up. You know, she went and looked at Guns Digest again. She goes to Guns Digest and just looks at the pictures and says, ban that, ban that, ban that. And they've introduced the assault weapons ban of 2019, which, you know, she teamed up with Chris Murphy, who I think will be the next coming of Feinstein when she eventually is no longer in the Senate, and Blumenthal, who I'm surprised anybody votes for.
You and me both.
So let's talk about the universal background check bill first. That's just a fancy way of spelling gun registry, right?
Yeah, that's what it leads to, because then they know where all the guns are. The beauty of our republic and our Second Amendment is the government doesn't know where all the guns are. And that's actually a good thing, because The Second Amendment is written to prevent tyranny, and if a tyrannical government knew where all the guns are, then that would kind of, you know, invalidate the Second Amendment.
Yep.
So that's actually a good thing. I'm not saying our government's tyrannical or anything, but there's always a chance that it could in the future turn tyrannical. So you always look for the future. And universal background checks will lead to a gun registry. And that was not good for anyone. I think that it's probably going to pass the House. But I do think that it will die in the Senate. Luckily, in the United States, we have, a balance of power. But I think it will die in the Senate. Even if it made it through the Senate, there's no way Trump's going to sign the bill. But they're going to keep on trying to pass it and pass it and pass it. That is one of the reasons why the 2020 election is going to be so critical.
Well, you know, this is the thing, and I don't mean to, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think 2020 will be critical. However, I also think 2018 was critical, and look how many Republicans of the House side, they deserted the ship. And I don't understand why they deserted the ship, but now what that 2018 was critical. I think 2020 will be very critical.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you look at the Republicans who did lose that House, there were a bunch of never-Trumpers. And I'm not a big, a Trump supporter.
Right.
But you got to look at the record as a whole, like whether, you know, he's going to do some good things, he's going to do some bad things. But being like a never-Trumper is not the way to go by saying, you know, no matter what he does, I'm never going to be, or give them credit. And the people who lost are the never Trumpers.
Yeah. 38 of them quit. And that's the thing, the Republicans and the Democrats, I don't think the Democrats picked up all 38 of those seats. Should have been much worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you look at historically, I did something where I was a little back at historically.
Right.
Historically, presidents in their first midterm election,
the House and Senate, they get thrashed.
Yeah, just the way it is. People don't like power being so one sided.
Yeah, except in California.
Yeah, except in California. That's a whole different ball game out there.
Yep.
That's where we need to build the wall at.
Well,
build the wall along the Mexican border, then go right up to the California border.
Real quick, we got about 3.5 minutes left in this segment. Tell me about this assault weapons ban version. Is there grandfathering involved in this again? Are we going to go the way of the magazine and the bump stocks where they're going to be destroyed? What are they wanting to do this time?
Okay. The bump stocks, yes, they're in this bill, they're banned. But
right.
That's not a surprise to anyone. There are grandfathering for the actual rifles and also magazines. The rifles can be transferred, kind of like the old assault weapons ban.
Right.
But the magazines will not be able to be transferred, so you can't sell them. But if you have them, you can keep them. Now, how do you tell if you got it before or after the ban? I don't think they know either.
Were you old enough to own guns when the first assault weapons ban was in place?
Barely.
See, right after the first assault weapons ban went in place, I had bought a Glock 21, the 45 ACP. And, you know, the magazine ban, the 10-round magazine thing, that was in existence for everything across the board, semi-automatic pistols and semi-automatic rifles. And when I bought the Glock, it came with one magazine. And that's because they had taken the dealer had taken the magazines out that they had shipped it with.
Yeah.
So I called up Glock and I said, I don't think that's right that your dealers are taking magazines away from me when I can only get them when I buy the gun right now since this ban went into place. So they sold me at retail four 13-round magazines, which back then that was like $25 each. And, you know, I could have turned those around if I wanted to and flipped them for $100. But I kept the gun the entire time of the ban. After that ban went into effect, I didn't buy anything until the ban. For the next 10 years, that Glock was one of the longest-lasting guns in my collection. So yeah, even when the magazine ban is in, there was a magazine ban in place at that time, they still sold them to me. So, you know, I would have thought the Glock would have paid attention to what they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, that surprises me, too.
Well, but like you said, though, how do they know? That's the thing.
It's impossible.
I mean, Glock probably had millions and millions of magazines on hand prior to that law going into effect. So how do they know what they, you know, they existed pre-ban. So anyway, these bans are silly because, and I want to get your opinion on background checks when we get back as far as just background checks in general. Just because I'm beginning to look at a few things. And I want to ask you a question about something regarding these rampage killings that happen in schools, too. I don't think I've ever asked you this. So.
Okay. Of course, John Crump. I have one more thing to say about the fall within the bill, too. So.
Okay, you got. Okay, all right. So you can wait. That's good because we only got like 20 seconds left in this. And in that amount of time, I just want to tell everybody that you go to ammoland.com. And if you're looking for John's stuff, John seems to publish at least one thing a day, but if you want to go look at his archive, you just go to All Contributors, and he will be in that lineup there with all of the other great writers that are at ammoland.com. Click on his name and go look at his stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. They have a new stock coming out. It's going to debut at SHOT Show, and that's all I can tell you about it. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to John Crump, writer from Ammoland.com. Let's start with this. They don't want to fix the NICS system. And the big problem with the NICS system is not everybody who is a prohibited person has actually been reported to NICS. They don't want to fix that first either before they head down the universal background check system and implement that, take the broken thing and double down on it. Do you think they're actually interested in public safety with background checks?
No. I don't see how they would be, because everything, all the research says, it doesn't actually make us safer. Adam Lanza was not able to get it because he stole it from his mom. I was thinking about, I meant to say Cruz and Stephen Paddock. They both got it by going through a background check, and that didn't stop them from getting their firearms.
Well, I mean, Aaron Alexis, the guy that shot up the D.C. Naval Yard, he had two instances where he had a rage blackout and he shot a bunch of tires out and he didn't become a prohibited person. He went and bought his gun, his shotgun, right before he did his shooting. The guy in Sutherland, Texas, he should have been on it. The Virginia Tech shooter, they knew that he was a nut. They knew he was a nut to the point of that guy was voluntarily mute. Have you ever heard that? He didn't talk to anybody. It wasn't that he couldn't talk to anybody. When he started making his videos before he went on his rampage kill, you couldn't get him to shut up. Yeah. But for years and years and years up to that point, he spoke to no one.
Look at Nicholas Cruz down in Texas. Not Texas, down in Florida.
Yeah.
They dropped the ball on that. What, 25 calls? Is that
33.
Yeah. 33. I knew it was something like that.
It was a big number.
Yeah. So for some reason, they just never thought, hey, maybe we should look into this guy.
And then he bought a gun at some point in that. And with all of the attention he was getting, wouldn't you have thought they would have known that?
yeah, you would have, but, you know, it is what it is. The background check system does not work. They're not interested in fixing it.
Well, it doesn't. It, the background check system is a Polaroid snapshot. When you and I go buy a gun, if, like, in my state, since I have a concealed carry permit, I don't even have to go through a background check. Right? I don't know how that is in Virginia, but here that's the way that is.
You still do.
And, but a background check is a Polaroid snapshot of that moment in time. It tells, you know, it doesn't tell anything about what you're going to do in the future. And, the idea that this prevents crime and saves lives is ludicrous, which is what they say. Which brings me to my next point. So, knowing that we know, like you said, that most of these guys went through background checks, the Aurora shooter went through background checks, a lot of these guys have gone through background checks. Virginia Tech shooter went through background checks. So, we know that background checks don't work. Which brings me to my next point. After 9/11, like on airlines, they installed vault doors on the cockpit, and they installed armed, they gave the pilots guns, and they installed armed sky marshals on the planes. Right?
Yeah.
You've been to SHOT Show, right? You've walked through those gambling casinos and everything where they have a veritable private army guarding the winnings of those casinos.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you go to an NFL game. They're going to make sure you're not carrying a gun. With every instance where there's been a terrorist event, a rampage killing or something, we've taken steps to make sure that doesn't happen again, except at schools. There's some schools.
Yeah.
Some schools. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Some schools in the piecemeal, like, you know, state by state or county by county or whatever, they're doing something about it. But nationally, we haven't done it. And I think we haven't done anything about it because I think these rampage killings of children are good for the gun grabbers. I think they only go after guns when they have a reason to go after guns.
It's like Rahm Emanuel said, never let a tragedy go to waste.
Crisis.
That's
yeah.
what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they. I wouldn't say that they want these to happen, but they definitely do take advantage of them when they do happen.
I'm willing to tell you that I think they want them to happen. I think they expect them to happen, and that's why they haven't done anything with it. Because they have to, in order for them to get what they want, there has to be a reason for that to happen. There has to be a reason for them to change our mind.
You might be right. You definitely might be right, but it's like my kid goes to a private school, and when the school day starts, they have these doors that they have installed that close off the actual school part,
so right.
like the rest of the building, and they're like still doors. And they can only be open from the inside. And there's no way you can get through those doors. Why isn't that in, like, public schools? I was talking to one of the gun grabbers, a big, you know, mom's demand action person. I'm like, are you for armed guards in school? And she's like, no, because it would make the minority students feel uncomfortable having, you know, police in schools. I'm like, are you kidding me? You just told me how big of a problem this is, and now you're telling me that it's not worth making someone feel uncomfortable when they really shouldn't. It's because it didn't fit their agenda. They have an agenda. It's not just with guns. It goes way beyond guns. But yet, that is the low-hanging fruit where they think that they can grab.
Well, I think guns are the banning guns. I think puts them in if they actually made them go away, that's going to be the big problem. But they want single payer health care where they essentially take charge of our lives our health part of our lives. And at some point, you know, I mean, I'm going to be 58 this year. This will be the end. This would be the end of my productive life in their view. So if something happens to me, they just let me die. Right. They want to be in charge of that. They want to impose climate cap and trade to where that coffee table you can buy at IKEA that's $35 and suddenly costs, you know, $500 because of, you know, they're having to pay these cap and trade fees and all this other stuff. But they can't do that. Like, for example, can you imagine what would have happened here in the little bit of time we got left? You've heard of Charlie Gard, that kid and that baby in Britain that they let die?
Yep.
Imagine what happens if that happens here at a hospital. If a hospital says, we own your child and you can't take him. That would make the Bundy Ranch look like, you know, a day at Disneyland.
Yeah. What I like to say, getting back to that, you know, because we can defend it and stuff like that.
Right.
Is the Second Amendment is the only right that cannot be taken away. It can only be given away.
Right.
Because once you get the Second Amendment gone, then you can go after any right you want. And there's really nothing that can be done about it. But with the Second Amendment there, it gives you power to resist against that. And that's what they actually, the Founding Fathers wanted. Is to have the people to have that power.
Of course they did. Founding Fathers looked at all of this stuff as pre-political. It existed because we exist. God gave it to us. But we're running out of time. Thank you for joining me, and we will do this again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Anytime you need me,
yes,
I'll be here.
Check them out, ammoland.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.